Jeremiah chapter 48. Against Moab does Yahweh say, of hosts say, who is the Elohim of Israel, woe to Nebo, because it's been spoiled. Kiriathaim is confounded and has been taken. Misgab is confounded and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against it, by saying, come, let us cut it off from being a nation. Also you will be cut down, O madmen. The sword will pursue you. A voice of crying will be from Horonaim, spoiling and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard, for in the going up of Luith, continual weeping will go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destructions. Run, save your lives, and be like the sparse bushes in the wilderness, for because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you will also be taken. And Chemosh will go forth into captivity with its priests and its princes together. And the spoiler will come upon every city, and no city will escape. The valley also will perish, and the plain will be destroyed, just as Yahweh has spoken. Give wings to Moab, so that it can flee and get away, for the cities of it will be desolate, without any to dwell within them. Cursed is he who does the work of Yahweh deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from drawing blood. Moab has been at ease since his youth, and he has settled on his lees, and he has been not been emptied from vessel to vessel, and neither has he gone into captivity, and therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. For this reason, understand that the days come, says Yahweh, that I will send to him wanderers who will cause him to wander. And they will empty his vessels and break their bottles. And Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How is it that you say, we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is spoiled, and is gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hastes fast. All you that are around him, bemoan him, and all you that know his name say, how is the strong staff broken, and the beautiful rod? You daughter, who do inhabit in Dibon, come down from your honor and sit in thirst, because the spoiler of Moab will come upon you, and he will destroy your strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroer, stand near the way and spy and watch, and ask him who runs by and her that escapes, and say, what's been done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry. Tell you about it in Arnon, that Moab is spoiled. And judgment has come upon the plain country, and upon Holon, and upon Yahazah, and upon Mephahath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathaim, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth Gamul, and upon Beth Maon, and upon Kerioth, and upon Bozrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says Yahweh. Make him drunken, because he magnifies himself against Yahweh. Moab also will wallow in his vomit, and he will also be in derision. For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For since you spoke of him, you skipped for joy. O you who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that makes her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We've heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud. We've heard his loftiness and his arrogancy and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says Yahweh, but it will not be. His lies will not so affect it. And for this reason will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. My heart will mourn for the men of Kir-Hares. O vine of Sibmah, I will weep for you with the weeping of Yezer. Your plants are gone over the sea, and they reach to the sea of Yezer. The spoiler is fallen upon your summer fruits and upon your vintage. And joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab, and I've caused wine to fail from the wine presses. No one will tread with shouting. Shouting will be not For the cry of Heshbon, even to Elealeh, even to Jahaz, have they uttered their voice. From Zoar, even to Horonaim, like a heifer of 3 years old, for the waters also of Nimrim will be desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, says Yahweh, he who offers in the high places and he who burns incense to his Elohim. And for this reason, my heart will sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart will sound like pipes for the men of Kirheres, because the riches that he has gotten have perished. For every head will be bald, and every beard clipped, and all the hands will be cuttings upon them, and upon the loins sackcloth. There'll be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab and in the streets of it, because I've broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says Yahweh. They will howl, saying, how is it broken down? How has Moab turned the back with shame? So will Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. For this, says Yahweh, understand that he will fly as an eagle and will spread his wings over Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day will be like the heart of a woman in her pangs, and Moab will be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against Yahweh. Fear and the pit and the snare will be upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, says Yahweh. He who flees from the fear will fall into the pit, and he who gets up out of the pit will be taken with the snare. For I will bring it upon it, upon Moab, the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. They who fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the fierce of the force, but a fire will come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it will devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh perish, because your sons have been taken captives, and your daughters are captives. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says Yahweh. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. End of chapter.